Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline, continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Rara Knups on the couch. Mm-hmm. Hello and Hi. Welcome. I hope I said that right.
You did.
I was like, I practiced, so I can say I hate that, right? Mispronouncing people's names. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make you feel welcome here at Private Talk. I want to get to know you a little bit more. I've been seeing your beautiful face all over my Instagram page, from the Explorer page to a lot of girlfriends that I follow. So I had to have you here at Private Talk, so we get to know you a little bit and support what you have going on.
I love that.
So introduce yourself to us.
I'm Rara Knups. I have not done a podcast in like 6 months. I'm a little nervous right now. I've had a long night and I'm here and I'm ready to have a good time.
We appreciate you coming here. So let's do an icebreaker. Let's just like, you know, sit into it and whatever. So why did you have a long night? Were you being like with a boyfriend, with a girlfriend? Like what's going on over here, Rara?
Never pull up in just like a hat, trucker hat, baggy clothes.
You look
no
beautiful.
No makeup. Pimple patches. Like I was like, I am hanging on by a thread right now, but like I'm gonna figure it out. Slept 2 hours. The guy I'm seeing is in LA right now. He doesn't live in LA.
Okay.
Love him. Football player. He just had a documentary come out on Netflix.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I've been with him every single night since he's been in LA. And we had a late night. And then I woke up because I was like, set my alarms like.
Was it a late night, like a good late night,
so
like y'all
good.
Were fucking all night long?
Yes,
or was it a late night, like y'all were like, you know, fighting and like kind of
no,
those things?
So
or partying?
Good. Yeah, so good. And then he bought flights and we're going to Vegas tomorrow.
Nice. So how did you meet this special person? Was it, did he slide into your DMs or?
I know how to slide into someone's DMs.
Okay.
Because like they just had something come out on Netflix. And I was like, I know so many girls are probably blowing him up right now.
Okay.
So then I slid in with a hi, with a, not the devil emoji that's purple, but do you know the red one?
Yes, I do.
It's very,
got a little tail
exactly,
looking thing and whatever. Okay.
Yes, it's very like, it's a weird emoji that like most people like, you don't send that.
Okay.
And then he was like, I've never seen someone use that emoji before. And I was like, I know. I
You're
was
like, yeah, hi, mm-hmm. Johnny Devil. Devils.
Yeah.
Devils.
Yeah.
So the devil made, you know, a little wave and it was like made an intention. So then from there, did it just proceed to like DMing? Did he get a number right away? Were you like whatever? So it's how long has this kind of been circulating?
A couple weeks.
Okay.
And then they don't live in LA. So then they came out to LA a couple days ago and I've been with them every night.
Okay.
So I've been on like a weird.
So you're like on a dick drunk high right now.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of euphoric.
It's very
euphoric. You don't know like what it is, but it's new and exciting.
Yes.
So it's like, those are all good things.
Yeah.
That's
so
really,
when I'm having a good time, I'm like, yeah.
That's fun. I mean, I feel like the best advice I could give you is live in the moment and enjoy what it is and don't make anything that it's not. You know what I mean? And just like enjoy the funness, the Vegas, the this, you know what I mean? Like you're young, you know, have a lot of, you know, stuff going for you and a lot of people are going to be in your DMs or whoever's DM you want to be in.
Yeah.
So it's like, just
I'm
have
having
fun.
A good time. Yeah.
Young,
but
dumb,
I
and
made
full
it
of
here.
Come.
You young, dumb, and full income.
That's
like,
what
yes.
I used to say. When I joined porn when I was in 21. So I was like, once I lost my virginity, I was like, it's like Pringles. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
When did you use your virginity?
I was 17, 16, 17, something. I think 17 or something like that. Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it's many moons ago.
I was like 15. I look back and I was like,
That's why I was like, the person mine was like, I don't even count it because it was like a trial. We were just like, hey, let's do it because everybody did it. And then it was just wasn't really like a thing. Like, I don't know. It was kind of weird.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to have a daughter. Like, when I have kids, I'm like, I think I only want to have boys because I was a menace when I was a teenager.
I'm pretty sure that that's not how it works. You can wishfully want that, but I'm going to be like, girl, boy.
I'm going to speak it into the universe. Okay, and we're going to manifest it.
So how many children ideally do you see this happening for?
How many kids do I want to have? Yeah. I want a lot. Okay. I want like 3 or 4.
Okay.
I'm
Why are you nervous about it? If that's what you want, then you got to own it.
Nervous about having daughters versus having boys. Like, boys are boys. But having daughters, I just know how I was when I was a teenager. And I remember growing up, my mom would always say, your karma is going to be that your daughter is going to be 10 times worse than how I was. My mom would always say that to me.
I feel like that's a thing parents say, and I don't disbelieve it, but it's also too, I think, or you could flip it and be like, you know, now I just have a cheat code because I was doing those things and I'm smarter, and you can like be one and step ahead of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to be a good parent, you're a good parent regardless if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
You just navigate
I'm
different.
I'm happy with either.
Because with the boys, it's also too, now you're going to think of like, what if they see their friends show them mom's naked pictures or whatever, you know what I mean?
I'm so then scared. There's, I'm like, what if my 16-year-old son gets a girl pregnant. Like, I had kids in my high school and they were getting pregnant at 16, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
See,
right,
so
now
that's why it goes with the like, just if you're gonna be a good parent, you're gonna be a good parent to the girl or boy, so don't be nervous.
Let do it, you want kids?
I, you know, that's a question that I teeter along the line. At one point I could have said a hard like yes. Now the older I've become, I feel like I'm not really sure. I feel like if I found a right partner to like do those things with, then I feel like maybe I would open up those ideas. But for me at this moment, I'm good with being the auntie and just being like that kind of
person.
Do you
have siblings?
I do. I have two older sisters and a half brother.
I have two older sisters.
Yeah. So I'm very much really into like family life. And so I do like that, like with them having kids, I feel like it kind of gives me an ease to kind of like not be in a rush to kind of do that, right? Not that I'm like not rushing, if that makes sense. Yeah. But because I'm 38, so for me it's like the same time too. It's like, do I want
to
open
those things? My mom had me
at 44. See, that thing is more people nowadays is having kids older. So for me, it's like I still have time. I still have time to figure those things out. And so I feel like if it happens organically, then I'm all for it.
For sure.
If it doesn't, then I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, for sure.
But only time will tell.
Literally, and I hate forcing stuff.
This is true. So let's talk about now, we talked about your night, and we're a little bit more in depth, you're not so nervous. Yes. So how did you get into being an OnlyFans creator and, you know, doing all this kind of work now, and how did you get into it?
Okay, so timeline, I was a stripper in Vegas for a while. I was posting on YouTube under the name Rava Knopf, and I would post like story times like of my crazy high school days.
Okay.
And I was stripping in Vegas, loved it, was eating this shit up, like having such a good time. Pandemic hit. Mm. All of the clubs closed, and I was like,
where were you dancing?
The Rhino.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I miss those days. I look back and I was like, that was such a good era and time of like, no one knew who you were. Like, you would go in at like 8 p.m., leave at 6 a.m., wake up at 3 p.m. and do it all over. And I'm like, did that even happen? Like, you know, when you look back on your life and you're like, was that a fever dream? Like, I don't know if that was real. Like, I look back and I was like, I was 20 years old with a fake ID dancing in Vegas. Like, who let me do that? But like, had a great time. But clubs closed because of the pandemic. And then I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? OnlyFans. And then moved to LA because I met a guy. Long story, but if you look it up, it's all over the internet. With like, I've done like podcasts with like Adam and Lena, and those clips, it's a long story.
So did it end well?
Did not end well. Okay. But so I moved to LA during the pandemic, like during 2020. That's when I started OnlyFans because I was like, the clubs are closed. Like, what am I going to do? And then met Adam and Lena, and that's when I was like, well, I also don't think I fully knew what I was getting into of being like, they're like, you're gonna do porn, like, are you down? And I was like, yeah, I'm down. But I don't think I understood, like, at that moment, the gravity of being like, oh, you're gonna do porn. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand the gravity of it in the moment. I was just like, let's do it.
As far as like what it would bring like to your life after, like what kind of things you'd
like
be
everything.
Doing
like,
and
I
all
feel so blessed. Like, I feel blessed is like a weird word to describe. I'm like, yeah, like we do porn, but it's like I feel really blessed to like have been given the opportunity to do it, mm-hmm. because now the blessings that have come from it, like I live a really blessed life because of it. But also in the moment, me being like, I just moved to LA, and I'm like, Adam and Lena want to sign me, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then you start doing porn, and then it's like everything that comes afterwards, I think you just have to take it day by day, because it's a lot to process in the beginning when you're first like going through it. It's a lot to process of just like your family, your friends, everyone's like, what the fuck is going on right now?
For sure.
And you just start doing it. And there is no, like, once you do it, there is no looking back. Like, there is, like, it's either you're all in and you're full sending it, or you're, like, not going to do it. But meeting them was such a blessing, and they, like, changed my life. And I'm,
so
like...
So do you have any regrets making that decision of doing porn?
I have no regrets in my life. No. I have no regrets. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do. Like, when I graduated high school... I've always been like kind of like the black sheep of my family, so I never knew what I was gonna do. Okay. Like I wasn't like college, I was not gonna go to college. Like I didn't know what I was gonna do. And when the opportunity came to me, and I just was like, I didn't understand the gravity of it, but I was like, I'm gonna do it. And now I look at it and I'm like, there's a reason like why I was put in this position. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I just feel really grateful. Nice. Blessed, yeah.
I like that. I feel like I love hearing new girls' stories of how you kind of like approach it, because sometimes it's like, you know, you hear both, right? You mm-hmm. either hear the horror stories or you hear the good things, you know what I mean? But it's also like you don't know who to trust and like what that really means, yeah. because, you know, everything now, it's like people are like, oh, OnlyFans creator, but it's like that can mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And some girls aren't going all the way and doing porn, or they're just doing like sexy photos or whatever. So yeah. it's like kind of like, where does your line cross?
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, you landed in a good place. You found, you know, Lena and Adam, you know, signed you and kind of took them on, and took you under your wing.
Yeah.
So kind of describe, you know, to the audience, what was the first day of like set? Like what did you do? What was the first kind of scene you did for your OnlyFans?
My first thing I shot, do you know Thugger?
I do.
You know of Thugger? Okay, so one of my like friends at the time, she shot like my first scene ever.
Very sexy.
And I remember
man.
Being so nervous, like being like, what am I doing? Like what is going on? Like I did like a photo shoot at Assholes Live Forever during the day, and then was like, I'm shooting my first scene with Thugger. I was like, he's so hot, like let's do it. And then that was the first time I shot like a scene.
Was
like
it that. For your OnlyFans, or was yeah. it for like a company?
For my OnlyFans. Okay. I didn't start shooting mainstream until March.
Okay.
March was my first time, and it was with one of my like best friends, and we like pitched this thing to Vixen for Slade of me and my best friend, and they like loved it and they were down, and we're like, yeah, let's do it.
Nice.
So then I did Blacked, Raw, I've Dorsel, Team Ski. I've done like a few mainstream stuff, but those are long days.
Were you nervous your first time? Were you like, oh, like I would fuck this guy anyways because he's hot? Were you like, I don't know what's really happening. Like, can I have him direct you? Like, what was that? Because it's like, there's a difference between having sex with like, at home mm-hmm. sex, and then having performer sex where it's like, you gotta like open up to the camera or yeah. show the good parts because everybody can enjoy.
I remember my first scene with Thugger. I like did not like know anything. It was like my friend filming it. Thugger is Thugger. I love him forever, but that's Thugger. Like he's just, it's more like homie vibes. Mm. So I didn't know the like rules of like, I don't know, like the scene, right? So it was like, I was queefing a lot and I started like laughing. And then like my friend who's in the industry, like before who filmed it, she was like, you just like go along with it. Like you don't, she was like, you don't acknowledge that you were queefing. And I was like, in my personal life, like I'd always like laugh when mm-hmm. I would like queef. And she was like, no, like don't acknowledge it. Like you just go along with it. So it was like, it's definitely been like a learning process
yeah.
of
what like
getting into porn.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
It's all fun. That's fun times though.
Yeah.
So what is the scene that you kind of like want, that you have maybe coming up, that's like something you want to do or you're like aspiring to do, or maybe performers that you want to work with?
My Black Raw scene dropped last week, and that's like something that I'm sexy. Really proud of, where I was like doing that scene with like the guy who I shot with, who has, do you know Dread?
Mm-hmm.
His dick was like incomparable, like to Dread, like it's the same thing. And I was like, I never thought I could like
take it?
A dick like that.
How was it? Did you have to prep? Did you do anything?
No.
You just showed up and was like,
I showed up and I was like, we're gonna raw dog it, we're okay. just gonna figure it out. And you like tap into something, if that makes sense. Like, in your brain, like, you tap into something, and you're, like, in the moment, and something, like, switches where you tap in.
Your sexual beast just gets activated, and you're like, I'm going to ride the shit out of that big cock.
And then, that night, I fucked another guy, like in my personal life, and he was saying that my pussy's never felt tighter. And I remember being really nervous that my pussy was going to be stretched out because his dick was huge. Like,
pussy's a resilient girl. Yeah, go back.
His pussy, his dick was so big, so I thought I was, like, feeling, like, loose, and then I fucked a guy in my personal life, like, two hours after, and he was like, your pussy's never felt tighter. And I looked it up, and it's because your pussy swells after you, like, take a big dick.
Your insides are, they're like, leave me alone, and you're like, fuck me some more. Yeah. It's like,
so that just dropped, and I'm really proud of it.
Okay.
I'm really proud of it.
Is there going to be more scenes like that coming up, maybe for your own OnlyFans?
Yeah. Okay. I'm shooting, Blacked Raw is, like, nighttime type of shoots. I have Blacked coming up, which is, like, daytime, and then I'm doing Deeper.
So are you contracting with Vixen now, or?
They are in an era, I think, of where they're bringing in more OnlyFans social media personalities. Okay. So that's kind of, like, my
little niche.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What would you say is the best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh, my God. One thing about me.
You don't take anybody's advice?
I don't know what it is. I think I'm just, like, really stubborn and, like, hard-headed, and I have to, like, go through my experiences and learn it on my own, which since entering this industry and, like, getting kind of, like, not, like, thrown into this, you have to figure it out along the way. And there's a lot of figuring out because I thought being a stripper was crazy in Vegas, which I look back and I'm like, yeah, that was insane. But you just figure it out.
So what would you give advice to someone maybe who is coming new into the industry right now? Since you don't take it, do you give good advice? Oh, my God.
That's actually a really good question. I would say you have to fully be secure in yourself, secure in your choices. And, like, I feel like most people, like, did your family give you hesitations when you were starting porn?
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No, it was a little bit different. I think that I thought that would be the case, but then when I just told them, they were just wanted to know why, and then I explained myself, and I was like, for me, it's like how I express myself. It's my form of art. Like, nobody's making me do anything. It's my conscious decision. And they're like, well, if that's what you want to do, then I support you. It wasn't something like, hey, how is work? But, you know, for me, like, they weren't kind of like, oh, we're not talking to you. So I was very fortunate that I kind of had them.
My family's definitely a support system.
Behind, like, they're not cheerleaders, but they were like, they were there, you know?
They were questioning stuff, but they were like, Rochelle's Rochelle. Like, I've always been, like,
I think it's just the safety thing for parents, especially with the world we live in. You never know. There's a lot of things that's unfortunate that's going on that, you know, you don't control and you don't know unless you ask the question. So I think communication is really key. Like, you know, because people are like, hey, are you being trafficked? Are you doing all these things? Is this something that you're wanting to do? Is it a boyfriend? You know, you said that you moved out here for a guy. So did, all these questions that, you know, and when you just give the answer, and if your parents or, you know, your family, whoever's asking these things, really know you, like you said, then it'd be like, oh, okay. Like, my friends were always like, I'm not surprised, but it's like, I didn't know.
No one was surprised in my life.
In my town, I'm from Texas, and like, nobody knew a porn star, and that kind of became, they were like, I'm not surprised, but okay, like, it's kind of thing. So, I mean, I get it. I think that it's more of a internal struggle that sometimes we probably put ourselves through, is because we just want to be accepted for our choices, and sometimes our choices aren't other people's, would even think about doing it. Like, not everybody, porn's not for everybody, you know? Yeah. People watch it, but they're not you know, willing to, like, step up and actually do it. Yeah. And I was willing to step up and do it.
Here we are. But, like, back to the question of, like, if you're going to full send, you have to full send, because there is no looking back. So you have to be fully 100% confident in your choices, and there is no looking back. Like, no matter what, like, the internet is forever, so you have to be ready to accept whatever comes afterwards.
Do you think that now, you know, that you have this semi kind of new situationship that you have now, do you think that that would hinder what you're doing for the future in your business, as far as, like, shooting with other performers?
Are you still gotten more blessings? Like, no matter what, like, people definitely, when I first started, were like, what the fuck are you doing? You're gonna ruin your life, like, ruin your reputation, whatever. And I'm like, I have never had more opportunities given to me until I started porn. Like, I have met people that I would watch on the internet when I was like 14, like because of now being in the position that I am, where it was like, if I never did this, I would have never like met these people or been in these opportunities or been in these experiences. So it's definitely like brought me a lot of blessings.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. What is your porn search history? What were you watching and what do you watch?
Oh my God. Okay. I have two things. Amateur porn, Leo Lulu. Do you know them?
I do not.
Oh, you've never heard of them?
No. I don't watch porn. I just did it.
I don't watch porn now.
And I haven't really been, like, I haven't shot anything in, like, 5 years. So a lot of the newer people, unless we come on the couch and I see, like, you know, people have been that I'm kind of in my circle know, then I unfortunately don't always know. Yeah.
But, so I don't watch porn now. But when I, like, even up until I was, like, 20, 21, I would only either watch, there was three categories. Amateur, Leo Lulu, they're amazing. Have you heard of them? Oh my God, they're so good.
What's so special about Leo Lulu?
They do amateur porn and they just make the most beautiful, like it's them fucking on a island like in the Caribbean, like they just make amazing porn. And then gangbangs, and then I don't think there's ever been the best decade of porn to me. 80s, 90s, Jenna Jameson, like that era. Okay. I'm like, I love watching
like the Bush
old, yes, old porn. Jenna Jameson, like they were so hot. Like they were so hot.
Okay,
like it wasn't as like now. Nowadays, I feel like everyone's trying to like be as savage as possible, as crazy as possible, like crazy fucking like that. Where in the 80s and 90s, it was like very sensual and pretty, and like it felt like very real, like if that makes sense, like
for sure. I think that it's definitely gone through waves of like what really like what's in, and I think that's fads within like, you know, society and like what people are kind of watching and things like that as well. I never watched porn in that era, but I like respectfully like the way that the women were women, and it was very more like glorifying like their beauty instead of like those things. So then it kind of came full circle, which I kind of felt like when I was in the height of my career with Gonzo, and I think things kind of like Elegant Angel was really big and put like showcasing girls as far as kind of like in that whole like kind of era, like what you're talking about, like the sensuality of like just real good sex about chemistry with that partner and not like doing off the wall crazy stuff. Because I was never, I kind of fell in that thing where I like doing like semi-hardcore stuff, but I'm not all the way hardcore, like fuck me in my ass with a huge 10-inch dildo. Yes, like that's just not my thing, but to each his own for other people, I respect it.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just like that teetering line and porn for me kind of made me allowed to kind of find my femininity and my sexuality. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, I feel like Elegant Angel and those types of companies kind of helped within that.
Yeah, definitely. And also in like the 90s, early 2000s, like all the porn stars, they would then become like, do you remember in like 2000s when MTV would do their whole like traveling like docuseries and they would like, and they would have like Jenna Jameson like be the host of it. Like I remember growing up as like a kid and you would like watch and you'd be like, these are the coolest people ever. Like, these are the coolest people ever.
It's funny to watch those things now because it's, like, everything from, like, the hairdos, even, like, the way that they shot things. Like, now, like, I would think it would be crazy. Like, they don't do things like they the summer fest type things that they would like do that. Like that. Yeah. Like, you can like, bring it back.
I know. It's such a great era. I still even think, like, regular, like, reality shows like not having to do with porn, like Girls Next Door. That shit was so fun.
Good TV for sure. That was such good TV. The era of like people want to know what those types of people and also why I love my show. It's like those types of people are in those situations, but they're still people. They still have real problems. Mm-hmm. They still have families. They still have whatever. And that's what it's like Private Talk's about. We don't know each other, but by the end, we know we get to know each other more. Yeah. Your fans know other questions other than, what's your favorite position? How many times? You know what I mean? Yeah. And those things come in there too, but it's like you also are a person who also is a sex worker, but you know there's different volumes to you. So it's like I want to showcase all of you.
Yes, I love that.
What are your thoughts on OnlyFans? Prior to you actually creating, like getting on the platform, like you said, you were a stripper in Vegas, and you know, did you have any like hate or kind of like qualms about it? Of like, because I always feel like there's a hidden kind of like, oh well, like they're just porn people, but you know, and then I'm a stripper. Like, was there any kind of mixed reviews about it? Were you kind of like not knowing what OnlyFans was?
I'm the Vegas OnlyFans stan till the day I die. Because even now that I have started shooting mainstream recently within this year, I've realized that shooting for companies mainstream they don't like OnlyFans girls. Or, like, when you're actually in the mainstream world, they don't love OnlyFans. Because I feel like it's taken away from mainstream a little, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
So, I just think OnlyFans is the most genius thing ever. And, like, no matter how long it lasts, people are always like, oh, it's not going to last forever. And it's like, obviously. But, like, something new is always going to come next.
For sure.
So, right now, I'm like, OnlyFans was a fucking genius idea, and the girls who have capitalized off of it are also geniuses. So I love it. Yes, so I love it.
What would you say, or do you have a worst or horrible, I guess, Uber or Lyft story? Have you ever had anything crazy happen to you? Maybe did an Uber driver maybe recognize you, maybe try to hit on you, maybe
no.
Nothing?
Have you?
I've had a couple. I think one time, I think my craziest one is, I think my friend one time, we were day drinking and she accidentally pressed Uber pool instead of like regular Uber. And we're like stopping and picking up people. And we're like, yeah, who the fuck are these people? And then they were like, we're in this thing too. So it was quite interesting. So she's quite one of those people that teeters the line of like loves to fuck with people. Mm-hmm. So she was just like showing her like her black scene, she's showing her all her things, whatever. Yeah. She was like, she wanted to like embarrass them, and then it just made them even more excited. So it was
my god,
backfired. But they're like, where are y'all going? We're like, you're not coming with us.
Stop. And
yeah, it was
no, I've fun. Never had experiences like that.
Just wait, just give it time. I'm like, give it time.
That's insane.
So let's see, weirdest place that you've masturbated.
Me and my last ex-boyfriend, we would always wear the panties with the vibrator.
Oh, the vibrating panties.
So he would like have the controller and we would be like flying in an airplane and he'd be like putting it on.
That's
masturbated.
Hot.
I don't think I've masturbated in like weird places.
Okay.
I've definitely fucked in weird places, but
what's the craziest place you fucked?
I think the most sus place I've fucked in was in a bathroom at a music festival. Not in a bathroom, in a porta potty.
Oh, that's very
very sus.
Very. How did you get through the like smells, the line, the just the blue water?
It was in the what is it called? Not the wheelchair one.
The handicap.
It was in so it was like a bigger one, and everyone in our group, we were all rolling off Molly, so you're just like so horny and you're like, I'm gonna fuck so bad. So then we fucked in a porta potty, and that was like afterwards the next day I was like, that was really sus that I did that. Like,
did you touch anything in there? You're like, yeah, you're rolling. I'm like, you're like, yeah, yeah, probably.
Had a good time. But
have you had sex on a toilet seat?
Probably in my lifetime. I fucked in like mountains, like hiking, like on hikes.
So are you just being like bent over, or are you like full session, you're like laying down a blanket, like what's going on
in the porta potty?
No, not in the porta potty. Oh, but you said mountains. Mm-hmm. Or like all, you know, all these
definitely
different,
like doggy, like it'd be like me like pressed up against the wall, the like wall on him.
Are you always the one who's instigating it?
I'm kind of a horny bitch.
I'm like, I feel like you're like the robot. Like, come on, just fuck me. That's me. No one's gonna watch.
And I love being like very submissive and like making him feel so manly and that he's in control. Okay. I love that. I'm playing up on that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that for you.
Yeah. Love that.
Describe something exciting in your life right now.
Exciting in my life right now would probably be the guy that's in LA.
Okay.
That I was telling you about before.
Do you see potential? Or are you just kind of just having fun? Or do you want a boyfriend? Do you want to like be locked down?
Boyfriend. Okay. I haven't had a boyfriend in like 2 years since like before I got into the industry. Because I feel like for me personally, when I have a boyfriend, I will put all my focus on them. And I no longer like care about work and like myself and like bettering my life. So then I have not dated anyone for 2 years, but I feel like the guy that I've been seeing for the past week, he's older, so he like gets it and we have the same mindset. So I feel like that's something that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
Seeing where that goes. Okay. But he doesn't live in LA.
You can tell that you have a smile on your face. So I mean, I think it's going somewhere. Would you ever move for a boyfriend?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
I like that. Well, yeah. We have to keep us updated.
Yes, I will.
Biggest pet peeve?
Ooh. Biggest pet peeve? I feel like I have a lot. I'm definitely someone that's like, in my real life, I'm not like a very like outgoing people person. Like I like to be at my apartment with my cats. So I just feel like a lot of people that you meet when you're around them in like public situations, you're like, people are kind of weird. Like people are weird and you're just like, for what? So I feel like people acting, if you're like out in a situation, they start acting like brand new and they'll like try to put on a front or you're just like, why are you being like this? Like people are just kind of
fake.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So you don't like the fake LA-ness.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that's a big pet peeve when you're like out at like a dinner and it's like a bunch of people and you're like, why are you acting like this?
Like, do you feel like that happens to you more now because you've gotten the buzz about who, you know, this new persona of yourself?
I feel like with the people that you start getting introduced to, the more you get into the LA crowd, people are sus. People are sus.
Well, I think it's also too, it's like you have to really know who you are, one, and staying true to like what your core is, because it's like at those times, like you said, you can either address it or you can figure out really well and you're just like, all right, I'm just gonna move over here,
I'm gonna let it go. I'm just gonna not gonna address it, but I'm just gonna
just set boundaries and just, you know, you don't ever have to like people please in the situations that like you don't owe any of these people anything. Yeah. So just remember that. And I feel like people sometimes aren't in it for genuine reasons of like, oh, they want an Instagram picture maybe or a tag or whatever. And it's just like, but do you really like me or do you not? What is the answer? What is the answer?
Yeah.
First celebrity crush.
Do you know horror movies?
I don't. But
no?
Not really.
Okay, I have a lot of tattoos, but this, do you know Ghostface from Scream?
Yes.
You know Scream?
Yes, yes.
Do you know Billy?
That's considered a horror movie?
It's like campy slasher, like that type of vibe from the 90s. Billy Loomis.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
From Scream, from the original Scream, and it's like him with the blood down his face. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what I'm talking about? That was my first crush.
Were you masturbating to that?
Oh, yeah, I loved him. I got Ghostface tattooed on me. I loved him. And then I think I manifest a lot of shit. I told you that.
He hit you up?
Uh-huh. And I was like,
did you fuck him?
Uh-huh.
Was it good?
You said, I love older men. No, it was.
No, it was? Oh.
But, like, Loki, I love older men.
Okay.
I love.
Is that your fetish?
It's not even, like, a fetish. I just, like, love men in their 40s and 50s. Like, I feel like men reach their prime when they reach their 40s.
Okay.
Like am I crazy?
I don't think that's crazy. I don't think I've been with many 40-year-olds. Okay. I usually at this point I feel like it's like mid-30s.
Okay.
At the moment. Yeah. Although I did go on a date last night and he just turned 41. So, ooh. You know, so there's that.
I love like weathered skin, a little gray hair. They've been through shit.
I love the way that you describe it. You know, weathered skin.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Like,
they've been through shit.
They're seasoned.
They're seasoned.
Okay.
I love that. And they're caretakers. At that age, they're like not giving a fuck about.
So you want to be taken care of.
I love that.
Okay,
yeah.
Like princess treatment.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And they appreciate you.
I like that. Yeah. How many, is this like a, like multiple things? Or like as far as like you've been around a lot of 40-year-olds?
Well, being a stripper, I was exposed to being around a lot of older men, so I think that was my first introduction to it. But now I'm just,
you like it
versus guys my age. It's like they're in their slut era, and they should be. Like you're in your 20s, like be in your slut era. I support you. I love you. And they're in their 20s. Like that's what they're gonna do. Where it's like guys in their 40s are not in their slut era.
So it's true. They're in the wine and dine era.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Come here, baby me.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything that you regret saying no to that you wish you could go back and maybe say yes?
I am a full send kind of person.
0 to 100.
I full send. Like there is nothing that I would look back on and be like, I wish I would have done that, because in any moment I will full send and I will just do it and I'll deal with the repercussions later on. But I also think I view life in a different way of being like, I'm not religious, or like, I feel like our experiences of our life on earth, I don't want to ever look back on when I'm like 7 years old with like grandkids, of being like, I wish I would have done that. Mm. Like, everything I've done in my life has been, like, I'll have so much anxiety, like, in a situation, I'll have so much anxiety of being, like, should I do this, should I not do it? And being, like, I'm going to be 7 years old, dead one day. Also, in 300 years, none of our existences will have ever mattered. Like, 300 years later, no generation's going to remember us. So, it's, like,
trust your intuition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes because we second guess ourselves, but I feel like if the more people live in the moment like that, they're a lot less like stress in the world.
Yeah. I'm just trying to vibe and have a good time. And like,
how do you feel about dating sites? Have you been on any of them? Mm. Have you like, how do you normally, I know that you said that you are really good at sliding in people's DMs, but how do you typically like find men that you're interested in or would want to date?
Two ways. So Instagram sliding in their DMs or seeing them out in LA, like going out at night and you just like meet people out.
So with the Instagram thing, is it people that you've maybe like seen or you just come across, like, or do you like kind of stalk their profile and be like, we would like vibe together? Like, how does that work? Like, how did you pick the one that you're DMing? Unless is it just celebrity
I'll see them,
status?
Like, pop up on my like TikTok for you page and I'll be like, who is this? Okay. And I'll do a little investigation. I'll be like,
poke the bear. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not on any dating sites. I wish I was on Raya, but okay. I've never gotten approved. Okay. I've tried.
So you're trying. Raya, somebody out there, if you're listening, approve her.
Love.
Approve. Thank approve
you.
It.
Thank you.
Spit or swallow?
Swallow. For sure.
Wildest sex story. You seem like you have a lot of crazy and wild sex stories. Maybe before porn, in porn. Ooh. What are some crazy, what crazy story you can give Miss Texas?
I don't know if you know my background with Jake Paul.
I do not.
Oh my gosh.
I don't.
So last year he flew out me and my best friend.
Okay.
I have his name tattooed on my neck. It was okay. A whole thing. We had like a little throuple.
Okay.
So y'all entanglement.
Was it an actual relationship or were y'all just fucking?
Yes, just fucking. And it was like an ongoing.
So you're just fucking and you're tatting a boy's name on you? Girl. Dude, was the dick
send.
That good?
I full send. Like, one thing about me, like, I got on the back of my neck, so it's like not that you see it, but like to me, like the way I view life experiences, I'm like, that's funny. Like, does that make sense? Where I'm like, I think it's funny that I have that tattooed.
But maybe that's I get the perspective. For me, I have no tattoos.
You have no tattoos.
Yeah, so okay. It's a different mindset of that part of it. But if you don't care and it's like whatever, and it's not, you know, then fuck it. I mean, it's your body. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I look back.
I just feel like the man's name, you know, that's a little bit like something like over there. Great. But name, to each his own.
Yeah.
So did he like push you into doing this? No. Or you were like, hey, I want to get your name tattooed?
Yeah. We were all like, let's fucking do it. Like, let's. He got our name. So we were in like a little thruple, right?
Okay.
He got my name and my like best friend's name tattooed in a heart, and then we got his name.
Okay.
And we were just this little thruple. Cute. Of like menaces of just.
How long did this thruple last?
A month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very
a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Never spoke to him since.
Do you have any desire to?
No. They are doing their shit.
Yes.
They're a boxer.
Do they still have the tattoo?
They got it covered up.
Mm. Were you sad?
No, I had a feeling they were.
Have you thought about covering up his name?
It's like on my neck for like, the only time you'll see it is if I have my hair in a ponytail, so I don't think about it.
Do you typically wear your hair in a ponytail?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Hmm, interesting. I'm just thinking about if I was like your man, like fucking imagine you and like pulling your like hair doggy. And be like, who the fuck is Jake?
Who the fuck is that? Yes.
Is it say just, what does it say, his whole name?
Jakey P.
Oh, okay.
The nickname, yeah.
Jakey P.
So bad.
Did you support his fight recently?
Love. Yes. Yeah.
He did. I mean,
he's
he did
amazing.
Great.
Yeah, he's
he
so did good. Great. Yes.
So did y'all leave on bad blood? Because you said you haven't spoke to him since, or is it still like if he saw you, he'd be like, hey.
Yes. Very homie vibes. Okay. Like no bad blood. Like no beef. No drama. It's okay. Like all love.
Are you kind of a no drama kind of girl?
I hate drama.
Okay.
If anyone tries to start shit with me, I'll be like, have fun. I'm not. I don't engage. Like I feel like I have so much going on in my like real personal life, mm-hmm. where like when people like try to start shit, I'm just like, I can't. Like, I just don't have time for it.
How old are you?
24.
Okay. Yeah. It's good a mindset to have. That's, you know, you're still very young. So I feel like it's good
definitely
to say
when
like
I was younger,
very grounded.
I was
because
way more reactive.
Yeah.
And I think getting older, you just don't have fucking time for it anymore.
You're not
like when you're younger, you're like, yeah, like, fuck you, bitch, like, popping off. But then you just get older and you're like, I can't do this anymore.
I think it's, I think that it's cute that you're, I mean, we all, we're getting older, but even 24 is still very young. But I think that it is, it's cool to see it a lot quicker than most people, but be like, oh, it'll be 35 and be like, oh, I didn't know these things. So I think it's really cool to be like how, and maybe it's like the background of your family being there and like your, the structure, whatever. But I feel like that really helps with like who you are identifying with, that you're allowed to just be like, I don't care what you say about me. If I have a tattoo, I don't give a fuck. I fucked him. We were in this. Like, it's just owning it. I think if there are a lot more people just need to just own it. And it's like, you know, you enjoy life way better that way than just like trying to fight it and like defy something that you really don't give a fuck about.
And I think also go back to, it's not that serious. Like, everyone just needs to take a chill pill. We're all gonna be dead in 100 years. Nothing's that serious. Like, everyone needs to fucking breathe. Like, take a breath.
Woosah.
Woosah, literally, yes.
Have you ever fucked in your parents' bed?
I have, actually.
Did you get caught?
In high school. I never got caught, but I actually have.
Did you watch porn solo or with a partner?
Both.
Both. Which do you like better?
Definitely solo.
Okay. Hand jobs or blowjobs?
Blowjobs.
Have you ever cheated?
Every boyfriend.
Every boyfriend.
One thing about me, I'm a cheater.
That's your label?
But one thing about me, I'm a cheater. I view monogamy.
Did you get caught?
You're not like, caught, everyone. But I exposed myself.
Okay. Because you
I would just be like, I'd be over the relationship, and then I would start cheating, and then I would just be like, I'm someone, my past three boyfriends, where it was like, I'd want to get out. But when you're so like deep into something, you don't know how to get out. So then I would just like set myself up with the cheating and just
you
be
just
like,
eject. You press that eject button and be like, you know what? This is no longer serving me. I will go fuck this person because I want to.
But and I'm just gonna make it play out the way it's gonna play out because of my actions, rather than breaking up the person because that scares me. Like, I hate that. Yeah,
we have to work on that. We have to, you know, we have to be like, this just doesn't, it's not working out. Because I feel like at the end of the day, it's like, I'm a big believer in karma. So it's like, you would not want someone to do that to you. So then, like, there'll be a day that that happens. You're like, fuck, this is what that felt like. Because I had that happen. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. It's just like, but it does, it's hard. You know, it's like, well, it's like one of those things with it, like adult and hard, like hard conversations are not, you know, they're hard for a reason.
Yeah.
But it's like, sometimes I feel like it's more refreshing and rewarding that I'd rather know right away than fucking 6 months down the line because I didn't decide to have that conversation because we needed it. It was going to happen anyways.
I want to keep talking about this. Can I pee really quick?
Yes.
But this is like, I like this conversation because I've never talked about this on a podcast, but I like this conversation.
For sure.
Of cheating. That will fully play on monogamy.
How long have we gone?
I think we're at like 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, 43.
Okay. I don't know if I started at 3 or I don't remember.
Yeah, about 3 o'clock. Do you want me to give you like a time stamp or anything like that? Or just keep going?
Since we only have one, I'll see it until it's born to me. I love the green curtains. I don't know about the orange ones.
I kind of like the orange ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
I started with my skin color. I think I need to be more tan. I feel like it would wash me out. This is a cool little setup thing.
Yeah, the green is really good though.
With my eyes, I feel like for me, more like that because of blue.
No, this is nice. Like, because there's, like, if we wanted, we could have moved this and put it over here. Like,
yeah. Well, that's why, because I thought about, because we had enough time in between or whatever to do two different looks instead of whatever. That's why I was trying to choose a place that did whatever. Yeah.
I'm back.
We're back. Okay. Do you want me to clap it in?
Where were we?
Where were we? We're talking about cheating monogamy. Since you are a serial cheater.
I am, but I think I was younger. also, whereas, like, I feel like growing up, how I grew up, looking, like, people would look at cheaters as, like, you killed someone. Like, if you cheated, you're the most horrible person on earth.
What do you mean by how you grew up? Were your background religious,
like,
or?
No, just, like, society, social okay. media. Like, if you cheated, it's, like, you killed your dog. Like, it was, like, if you're a cheater, you're
like, ostracized to be able to
yeah, and it's, like, you're 21. Like, are you going to cheat? Like, you're not going to be with that person for the rest of your life when you're 21. Like, you think in the moment you're going to be with that person for the rest of your life, but life is long. Life's very long. And I just don't view monogamy realistic. So I think getting older, and also, like, Lynn and Adam are, like, my mentors. Like, I look at them and I'm like, they have the best relationship. Like, they're a partnership, they're a team. And they have such an open communication of trust, and they just build upon fucking other people and, like, being open about, like, life, where I don't think I view it as cheating. I think people should be able to have sex with other people as long as you are a partnership and you're a team and you have that open line of communication.
I agree with you to a degree, but I also feel like it has to be, like, you can do that, but I feel like going into relationships, it's like, we put our cards on the table first. Yeah. It's yes. not something like, well, this is what, because people should be doing yes. it, because then I feel like then it's like a code, right? You're breaking yeah. a code. So it's like, we'll take, you know, Adam and Lena for, you know, example, like, they, I'm sure, and they're, I don't know them in, as far as their relationship at all, but, like, as far as, like, they probably have communication of their yes. yeses and the their no's line, yeah. and whatever. Like, I was married to a performer at one time, and that was kind of how we did it. It was like, our relationship was, like, the communication because of work was very healthy, because yeah. it's like, if you don't have that and you're already giving away, like, you know, something that you're not, like, having an issue with,
yeah,
then it just causes problems for no reason. So I feel like with those things, that's healthy, right?
Yeah.
But if someone's to switch up in the middle of something, or you're just tired of the relationship or whatever, that's when I feel like, where it's like, why not be an adult and mature and be like, you know what, it's just not working for me, because yeah. life is short mm-hmm. and I don't see myself with you anymore. Yeah. And I kind of want to fuck this person, and mm-hmm. I'd rather be not have guilt on my heart or have anything, whatever, to know that you're waiting around thinking yeah. I'm your chick yeah. and I'm going to go fuck this person yeah. tonight and peace out. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Things like that, where it's like, that is part of, you know, getting older and those things where you're like, identify what works yeah. for you. Cause yeah. you know, like you said, your idealism on monogamy is different and mm-hmm. how you view it. And that's perfectly fine. What works for you and your partners. And that's just thing is just having that upfront conversation yeah. and not the back end of it.
Yeah.
Because then that's like a little questionable. Yes. You know what I mean? Because
sex is sex. I view sex in a more lenient way. I feel like if I was with a partner now, before I used to get in relationships, like I was not single longer than like 2 months, but I haven't had a boyfriend in 2 years because now I'm very more picky mm-hmm. versus when I was younger and I just like loved being in a relationship. But now that I've gotten older, I think I just view relationships way differently, but sex. People are gonna be attracted to other people. People are gonna wanna fuck other people, and that's normal, like, we're human. Cheating to me would be like, let's say my partner goes and fucks another girl, and then that's fine, but then they have like a relationship.
Emotional,
yes. Like, they're texting, telling each other about their problems, or like their anxieties, or like
so the that physical type of, act of it. Is yes. fine.
Like, to which sounds weird, but like the physical act of like sex, I'm like,
I'm very much like that for me. Right? Like, if you want to do something, then fine, I don't want to know about yeah. it. Not necessarily I don't want to know about it, but like, don't bring that home.
Yeah. Live your truth, Kim.
Yeah.
I support you. Live your truth. You're a man. You're going to want to fuck other girls and like, love that, support you. Live your truth. If you keep an ongoing emotional connection where you're telling her about your problems and that, like, that to
and
me,
that problem is you, because yes. that's how their tie becomes. And then that to me is like, that for men it's more cheating. Emotional. I feel like men, it takes them longer to be emotionally invested than it does women. So I feel mm-hmm. like if you're already on that line, like, you're already out the door.
Yeah,
for sure.
That would be cheating to me.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
So I have a weird viewpoint on what I consider cheating.
I don't think that that's weird at all. I think that's healthy. Yeah. I think that, you know what I mean? And I also think, going back to the reference of like Lena and Adam, it's like,
Adam would never.
But the thing is like, yeah. but we also seek partners at a certain time when we're ready for like what we want to draw in, right? So yeah. they're giving and taking from both each other. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like he, you know, just recently, like how he did, you know, she did her recent sign or yeah. whatever, you know what I mean? With another guy mm-hmm. where it's like, that obviously had to be hard to a degree, but he's also, I've fucked a lot of girls, so it's like give and take, and maybe that works and maybe they try it again and maybe they don't, like, but yeah, you know, but it's like figuring it out together. But it's like you also have to find someone who is someone that's secure, someone that is can communicate with you the way that you're communicating with them, and that your love languages are the same, and that you can identify how to have out of conflict and those things. Where it's like when we're younger, it's just because they're hot. It's just because, like, oh, you're the cool guy who gets us into a party, or you just look hot because I saw you on a whatever. And so your interests start to change in how you look for partners. And then you realize, like, oh, I was picking a lot of bad people. And not because they were bad people, but they were bad people for you in those moments.
Yes, 100%.
But yeah, you definitely, you'll find somebody that will figure all those things out. As, again, just communicate from the beginning, and whoever everybody's not on board, bye.
Yeah.
Somebody else will be.
Yes.
You know, somebody else will be. All right. Now, let's see. Short or fat? We're talking about dicks.
Your face. Short or fat?
Short or fat. Got to pick one.
Like, which one would I rather?
Yes.
Short.
Long or skinny?
Skinny.
Okay. You said you liked older men. What's the oldest man you've been with?
Mid-70s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the youngest you've been with?
Probably like 19.
19?
Yeah. Well, when I was a teenager in high school, but like that doesn't count. But like my adult year is probably like 19, yeah.
Ever been caught in the action?
I've never been caught, like in my personal life.
No. Do you eat ass?
I do eat ass.
Okay, girl, okay.
And I like to get my ass eaten.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Have you ever been kicked out of a place? And if so, why?
No.
Okay. You keep everything tame until you're, you know?
So, like, I love to have a good time. But, like, when people, like, get kicked out of, like, clubs and stuff, I'm like, that's hard to get kicked out of a club.
Okay.
I just, like, I like to vibe.
Like, all right, chill.
Yeah, vibes. I like to chill and have a good time. Like,
you said you're drama free, so you're just like, I don't want no problems. Have you ever taken a souvenir home from a partner, or not even a partner, a one night stand, a hookup? Take a little memorabilia.
I love to keep sweatpants, graphic tees, hoodies.
How many? Do you have like a whole closet full of all of these things?
No, I have a collection.
Do you wear them and then like reminisce about these men in them? Or do you just like one and done, you wear them and then just collect them and they just keep dust?
No, I wear them. I'm picky with my... I was going to wear actually today before I changed into this white shirt. I was wearing one of my hookups shirts. Nice. I love graphic tees. I love baggy men clothes. Like, I love that.
I like how you do this little thing with your tongue on the side of your mouth and you like turns you on because you're like, like you're like, yeah, I got that sweater. That's how you know it's real. How you know it's real private talk. Do you have a tattoo that you regret?
No.
Oh, you I have no regrets. I was like, you have no regrets.
My tattoos, I'll look back and I'll be like, why did I get that? But I'm no also regrets. Like, no regrets. Because I look back, my first tattoos I ever got were my knuckle tattoos when I was 18, right when I turned 18. And I remember the tattoo artist was like, are you sure you want to get knuckle tattoos as your first tattoo? And I was like 18. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Now I look back and I'm like, why did I do that? But I'm also like, I was so cute. Like, I was 18. Like, I look back, I'm like, that was so cute of me. Like, love her. She lived her truth. Okay. Like, no regrets.
I like that. All right, now my favorite part is Truth with Texas. We're going to get a little bit more kinkier and see what it's all about, Miss Rara.
I'm scared.
All right, spicy questions. Okay. What is something that's completely off limits? I know you like to try things. You're kind of like, you know, fuck it kind of thing, you know, situation like at times. Sexually. In the bedroom, what's something that's just completely off limits?
Anal.
Anal. Have you ever done anal?
I have only done anal with one guy when I was 21, and we would try it to do it, and I was just like, I'm not an anal girl. Like, I have
friends. Was it Jakey Poo?
No. The guy who I moved to LA for, actually. Okay. That guy.
Okay.
And we would try to do it, and I have a lot of gay friends, and they would give me a lot of tips on how to do it, and I would do their tips, and I would do their suggestions on how to have anal, like, without it hurting, and I just could never.
What were some of their tips? Let's have the viewers chime in.
Lay on your stomach.
Okay.
Usually, or lay on your stomach or doggy. Like, however.
So, position wise.
Yes. To either lay on your stomach, legs together, or doggy with your legs up. So then your asshole muscles are fully relaxed in those positions.
Okay. Take notes, guys.
And you just have to fully be relaxed and know what's going on. And, like, you have to fully be relaxed. Like, if you have any type of tightening, flinching, like whatever, like it's not gonna work. And I just could never take it. Maybe he had definitely had a big dick, but
did you ever try a lube shooter?
We did do lube. We would do all of it.
But a lube shooter yourself is like, it's like a thing that you put inside your butthole. So it's like already lubricated. Cause I mean, it's just like something dry going inside.
No, I also would do, have you ever done a popper?
I haven't, but what is that? I know
my gay friends swear by poppers. It's like a thing in the gay community that when you do poppers, it relaxes your asshole.
Okay, sphincters, yes.
Whatever. And I would even try that.
And I'd still.
Be like, I couldn't. I was like,
it's just not for you.
It's not for me.
Okay, so completely off limits.
I support my friends. Some of my friends, even like girlfriends, love anal. And I'm just like, I cannot get on board.
You're like,
I'm
take
not
it,
an
girl.
Anal girly. I'm not. And I wish I could be, but.
What is, let's see, do you like dirty talk?
I love dirty talk.
What is an example of your dirty talk?
I love being talked to like I'm a dirty little slut.
Okay.
Like a dirty little hole.
Okay.
I love being very submissive and being talked to.
Okay.
Like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken a bed?
Broken a bed? I've never broken a bed.
Okay. You better tell your new friend he needs to get some action in there and break some beds. Do you use toys in the bedroom in your personal life? What is your favorite toy to use with a partner?
Hitachi wand.
You're using it while you're fucking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I love wands.
Wands are a great thing. I have one in my bedside table all the time. It's my boyfriend.
I love it, yes.
Have you ever had anybody fall asleep while during sex?
No, thank God.
Have you ever thrown up on someone during sex?
No, thank God. Well, I feel like sucking dick. Maybe I've done like little like,
you just swallow it.
Yeah,
going.
Yeah.
You know,
but
you
never like actually.
You can't show defeat. You gotta keep going and suck through it.
And they love it and they think it's hot when you start gagging.
Who are, you said you watched porn. Who are, maybe name some of your top porn stars that you used to watch?
Jenna Jameson.
Okay.
Legend, icon. Leo Lulu. Sasha Grey, legend, icon. Like she was so fucking cool. Like I remember being in like middle school, high school, and watching Entourage. Did you ever watch it? And I was like, this is the coolest bitch ever. Like, what the fuck? Like, she went from, like, porn at 18 to, like, now being on Entourage. Like, that shit, when I was, like, 14, I was like,
dope.
That's fucking dope. Yeah.
For sure. All right. Kinky questions. Are you ready for these kinky questions?
I am.
Shower sex or car sex?
Car sex.
Do you have any fetishes?
I like role-playing.
Okay.
I like role-playing of, like, positions of power role-play.
Okay.
Of, like, me and my ex, he would always, like, do, like, if he was, like, my teacher and I was his student.
Okay.
And, like, that type of.
You're a bad girl. Mm-hmm. You gotta go to detention.
I love that stuff.
You're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, more. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever been in an orgy?
I have.
How many people?
Biggest orgy I ever did was 7 girls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you? Did you eat every vagina or was it like you had like teammates?
It was like sorority girl hazing.
Okay.
And it was like the main leader of it was Angela White.
Oh, nice.
You know her. She's very like when she starts her thing,
she's very, you got to pay attention.
Dominant. And you're like, love this. Like she's a legend. Like she just took control and it was sorority hazing and you're just like in the moment. She lined us all up in a row and made us all eat each other's asses. Mm. Like, she's...
I like it.
It was badass.
I like that. Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Probably, like, 5.
5?
Yeah.
How many partners in one day?
Outside of work?
Outside of work.
Probably, like, 3.
3?
I'll go through phases. I get through phases.
I like how you're like, I don't know if I should lie.
I don't know about it, but I'm, like, thinking about it recently. I'm like, I think three, yeah.
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
Yeah, all the time.
I
especially now, doing what I do now, I feel like starting porn has made me way more confident sexually and way more just like demanding of like what I like and what I don't.
Own it, girl.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm way more vocal and whatnot. And I feel like a lot of guys in their 20s are not used to someone that's really, a girl that's really confident sexually. And it can be too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken up with someone because they were bad in bed?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Favorite time of day to have sex?
night or in the morning when you're like still half asleep and you guys are like cuddling, like mm. this morning when you're like cuddling and you're just like,
is that what happened this morning?
Start, yeah, and they'll start like, do you know what I mean? Like, they'll is start, that like, you were slowly late? Putting it. I had a late night. I'm going home and I'm going to bed after this. I'm not joking.
What is a sex skill that you are most proud of? If you were like known for something that was like sex skill oriented, what would be like, oh?
I would say,
Go ahead.
I would say I love rough sex and I can take a lot of like getting, not like getting the shit beat out of me, but like in a respectful manner.
Okay.
Of, like, we're both on.
So, like,
on
BDSM type yes. thing, like, being tied up, like, whips and chains and all. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Kink?
Kinky Rabbit?
No, I think it's just
Kink.com.
Kink.com, yes. Yeah. Would you do, like, on that would. Kind of, like, yes. BDSM? Because yeah. I think they, like, chain you up or, mm-hmm. like, tie you up and suspend you yeah. and all those things. Okay.
I'm very...
Well, then that answers the next question. Bondage, yes or no? And let's just yes. say yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you have those types of things at your home? Like, do you, like, with your partners? Because it's, like, it's, yeah. I think with those types of things, it's about a safety issues, right? Because some of those things are be really fun, but, and they have to do it in certain ways, like, if being tied up. Like, not anybody just can tie you up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I would say 90% of guys aren't down, and a lot of guys will go into the moment thinking that they are, like, yeah, like, oh, I can choke you, and you're, like, no. I want more than choking. Like, it's like a whole conversation, and 90% of guys will say they're down and they're not actually down, and then there's like the select fit.
Their heel. Dick gets limp while they're trying to do it, yeah, and they're just like, you're not doing it right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sad story. You know, I feel like sometimes with men like that, especially younger, I feel like they talk a big game.
They
but
talk
as long,
a big game.
For me, yeah. it was always a sign, like, if you're going to tell me how good you're going to fuck mm-hmm. me, you're probably not going to fuck me good. Because yeah. that means that you're talking about it, just be about it. And yeah. 9 times out of 10, I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Called someone the wrong name during sex?
Probably. But I don't remember, but I probably have done that.
You just keep saying the name until it's right? You're like, John, Kenny.
Yeah, bum. Definitely probably done that.
Have you ever woken up next to someone that you did not know their
no.
name?
No.
Okay.
I don't ever black out.
So you're not like a one-night stand type of girl?
No, I love a good one-night stand.
But you just know what their names are and who they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good girl. No blacking out. No. Blacking out's scary.
Yeah, no, blacking out's scary. But I'm also like a responsible drinker.
Drink responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Naughty questions. No, let's see. Romantic questions. We'll give you some romantic questions. Are you a romantic?
I am. I love being in a relationship, what I was telling you. But I haven't been in a relationship in like 2 years. But I will have... little flings on and off, and I love having a partner. Like, I just
so are you the one that's doing the romantic things, or you want someone to do them for you?
Both.
Okay.
Like, I think it makes life so much more beautiful, like when you have like sharing experiences of like lovey-dovey. I
agreed.
Love all that stuff. I just,
what is your love language, you would say?
I would say, was it personal time?
Like, times, yeah, time spent, time, like acts of service.
Time, acts of service, touch.
Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. I'm like all of it. Like, I love being like a little romantic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dinner or movie?
Both.
Gotta pick one.
Movies.
Dinner date, movie date. Movie date?
Movies. I pick so you can eat food at the movie theater.
Okay. Trying to get your way. Okay, a little mm-hmm. troublemaker. Cut or uncut?
Both. I like either.
You gotta pick one. So it's one or the other. So it's like, you know.
If I had to like choose. Mm-hmm.
If you had your choice of and at that time and you had a selection.
Cut.
Giving or receiving?
Giving.
Lights on or lights off?
Off.
Foreplay or sex? And I know you're gonna say you like both. You gotta
choose.
Yes.
I'd rather have penetration. Okay. So sex.
What are deal breakers for you in a relationship?
Ooh, it's a broad question because I look back on my past relationships and I let a lot go.
So if you were to show up in a relationship at this point in time with your imaginary boyfriend that we're manifesting, what would be a deal breaker at this point in time?
Bad communication, immature, no money, no drive, no ambition, and being insecure. I like alpha males where they're really secure in themselves and they like to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
If your sex life had a title, what would it be?
Give me an example of what yours would be.
Non-existent.
Non-existent? A title. Oh my god, I don't even know. Dirty slut.
Dirty slut. Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite place to be kissed?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, last set of questions, and then I will get you out of the hot seat. What is the biggest turnoff for you?
Biggest turnoff.
What is something that someone can do that just completely makes your pussy dry? Doesn't gonna, you know, not gonna happen. What is that?
I feel like when you're out in a social setting, like with a group of people, and they like go to like make a joke, and like no one laughs, or like they go to say something to like the server, and it's just like awkward.
Doesn't land.
Like,
okay.
Something cringy. Like that. Yeah.
Choked or spanked?
Choke.
Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
I am.
Nice. Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
No.
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 Last question. Have you ever had sex when somebody watched?
Many a times.
Not in porn.
Many a
times. Many of times. Okay. Yeah. Kinky girl. Kinky girl. All right. That is all Truth with Texas. Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was so nervous coming here today.
Why? I don't bite too hard.
I haven't done a podcast in, like, forever, and I feel like when you're, like, on the spot, you're, like, your brain, like, short circuits. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes. Yeah. But for me, I feel like I have to be on the spot because it's my show. So if I'm out and then it's short circuits, then we won't have a show. And then it's not great.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel you. I feel like also anytime getting to know someone new, you don't know. You've never spoke to me. You can like, see stuff from afar. But I feel like it wasn't so bad.
No, I love this. Yes. This is good.
Nice.
I feel like I might have talked too much.
No, talking is good. Talking is always good. I talk a lot. It happens. You know, I feel like you've told your story. Everyone got to get to know you a little bit more. Your personal life, your risky, like crazy things that you're doing, but that's good.
Yeah.
So, any questions?
Your sex life non-existent.
What about it?
It's non-existent. Like,
yeah, I don't have one. I mean, I'm dating, so I don't. There's not anybody that I'm in particularly dating.
What's
the one person?
Guy?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Love that. How tall?
Above 6 feet.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
I'm a tall girl.
Yeah. I'm 5'8", so it's like I don't, when I wear heels, I don't want to like be the same size as you, you know. Mm-hmm. But
what are turnoffs for you and a guy?
Communication, bad hygiene. No ambition. I think those are ones.
Sometimes I love body odor at the like end of the night, because I feel like it makes you feel like I
like someone's pheromones. Yeah, and I don't want you to like come home from the gym and I want to like smell you like that. Yeah. Nah, I'm cool. But I like someone's scent of like that. I think it's more very sexual and in tune of those things.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Well, thank you again. Please let us know where we can support you and we can find you on all your social media.
Instagram, rahrah_knups. OnlyFans, rahrahknups. Twitter, rochelle.knups.
Awesome. Yep. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.